Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Test Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things test automation. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com, and my mission is to help you succeed with test automation awesomeness. Today, I'd like to go over the top five non-Selenium test tools you need to know about. And this is going to be a solo podcast, no interview today, so check it out. But before we do, I have a few announcements. First, I will be speaking for a Vivint webinar on the basics of API testing using HP's UFT API on September 16th. So I'll be going over the basics of API testing and showing some hands-on demos of actually using UFT API against a web service and a REST service and probably some custom functionality. So it's my first time being a guest speaker on a webinar, so I'm excited and nervous at the same time. So I'll have a link to that webinar within the show notes. So if you want to check it out, head on over to www.testtalks.com/18. Also, at about the same time, I'll be releasing an updated version of my book, The UFT API Testing Manifesto, a step-by-step guide for the masses. So this is going to include 3 new chapters covering business process testing, performance testing, and how to debug in UFT API, along with a lot of updates to the existing content. So this will be available on Amazon around the same time as the webinar on September 16th. So I've also started working on my next book, which is not HP related. But before I get too far into it, if you have any ideas for a book you'd like to see on test automation or any topic you'd like to see covered, let me know by leaving a comment within the show notes. All right, so let's get into it. Here are my top 5 non-Selenium related tools that I think you should know about, and they're not in any particular order. Number 1 is Python. Number 2, the White Framework. Number 3, Rest Assured. Number 4, Siculi. And number 5, Thucydides. So I kind of lied. Thucydides is kind of Selenium-based, but it gives you other functionality. All right, so the first one, Python. Now, I know Python is not a test tool, but it's an awesome scripting language that can help you automate a lot of functionality that you may manually be doing now. So what I really like about Python is basically my main automation framework is written in Java. And Java is known basically as a statically typed language. So to me, statically typed languages have a lot of overhead on them. They're good for a lot of really enterprise-wide programming type things, but for things that you want to do that are, if you want something that's really light and easy to create, that's going to automate some task that you normally would do manually, I normally tend to go towards a scripting language, and the one that I really like is Python. So for example, I have some reports that are generated by Thucydides. So the results of our test automation are written to a CSV file. And what I'd like to do is, because we run these tests against CI every night, I like to have an Excel sheet or a spreadsheet of trends over time. So types of things I like to keep track of are the pass-fail rate of a test script over time, say like a week, to help weed out any flaky test. And so one way of doing that is just checking a test over time and seeing each day to make sure it passes. But if I start seeing a test that is passing, failing, failing, and passing, passing, failing, then I know I have a flaky test and that test needs to be worked on because it's not really reliable. You know, we want our tests to not only run every night, but run and pass. And when they fail for a real reason, not because it's a scripting issue. So I want to help weed out those types of tests. And one way of doing that is actually taking the results of the test every night and putting them into a database. And then I can write some select statements to return all the tests that have run within a particular time frame. I want to make sure every test has passed within the last 3 days and make sure that, you know, it didn't fail and then pass and then fail. Try to get into some insight into the reliability of each script. To do that in Java, you can do it in Java. It just would be, I think it's overly complex. But with Python, I was able to create a script with just 8 lines of code. And basically these 8 lines of code just goes in, it reads the CSV file, It performs an insert statement. It just inserts the test results into my database. So Python, to me, is one of those scripting languages. It's really like duct tape. It's really something, if you want something quick and easy, something to write, something light, you don't want all the overhead of a statically typed language like Java or C#, I would go with Python or Ruby. And so that's why I think Python is pretty cool. You can use it for a lot of pre-CI activities. So if you run your tests in a CI build environment, sometimes you need to do certain setups before your test suite run. Like maybe you need to delete some files or create a directory or things like that. So if you had some Python scripts that would run before you run your test suite, that would go in and clean up the environment, maybe get it into such a state before your tests run, then I think Python is perfect for that. So that's number one, Python. Number two is the White framework. So if you use Visual Studio or C# and you have to automate a .NET or WPF application, a really cool tool that I would use, that I have used in the past, is the White framework. And basically, White allows you to automate WPF, Silverlight, Win32, or WinForms. So if you're a QTP engineer and you want to get into learning a programming language like C#, and you want to branch out into more open source tools, White framework is probably a good choice for you to get started with. So White basically is a wrapper on top of Microsoft's UI automation library. And so it really hides a lot of the complexity of Microsoft's UI automation library. So unlike QuickTest Professional, which limits you to using VBScript, White allows you to create tests using a language like C# and using an IDE like Visual Studio. So if your developers already use Visual Studio and they're writing .NET applications, you need a test, White would be a great fit for you because it's usually a good idea to use the same language your developers are using just so you can get help with your automation if you run into a roadblock. And if you're using the same language that your developers are using and the same IDE, that can happen a lot easier and a lot smoother if you're both on the same page. So rather than using a tool like QuickTest Professional, I've never had a developer that would take a look at QTP for me or even would want to have it on their machine. But if you're using the same tools the developers are using and you're automating in the same language, it makes it that much easier to try to get help from your other developers so that you're all using the same language, the same tools. It just makes things a lot easier, in my opinion. So White runs on top of Microsoft UI Automation Framework. And just like QTP, if your application uses third-party controls, you want to verify that White supports them. White also does support 32 and 64-bit Windows. So I do have a post on my website at joecolantonio.com. I'll have a link to it in the show notes that shows how to get started using White against a sample .NET application I created. So that's number two, the White framework. So number three is Rest Assured. Now, if you're using Java and you need to test REST services, you need to seriously check out Rest Assured. It might be easy to expose a REST service using frameworks like, say, Jersey or Springs, but actually having to test and verify and validate those services to make sure that they're behaving correctly can be really cumbersome just using Java. So Rest Assured is an open source Java domain-specific language that allows you to avoid a lot of boilerplate code you would have to create in order to make requests and to validate a service. But using Rest Assured, you get a really nice syntax that allows you to test and verify REST services really easily. And the syntax that Rest Assured uses a given when then type syntax. So if you're familiar with behavior-driven development, Rest Assured fits in really nicely with that type of project. So for example, my automation framework uses Java and Selenium for UI-based testing, but our application also uses a lot of REST services, so we need to be able to test those REST services. So the way we do that is actually use Rest Assured. So it fits in really nicely with our framework, and I really enjoy using it. It makes testing REST services really easy. It supports all your standard requests, like your posts, your gets, your puts, and your deletes. And it includes a bunch of other functionality out of the box, like authentication, logging, session support. So this will save you writing a lot of code also. And the less code you write, the better off your framework's going to be. It's the less code you need to support, the less amount of code maybe a contractor on your team is going to create havoc for you. So I'm a big believer in using tools that already exist rather than reinventing the wheel, and rest assured is one of those tools. One way it could save you time coding is last year I was working on a project with some offshore developers, and they were trying to test some REST services. And the way they did it is they created from scratch their own little framework that tests REST services that they developed using Java. And it had to be at least 1,000 lines just to get started for them. And to be honest, their code wasn't that great. And I just showed them this REST Assured library and had them take a look at it and try to use it. And basically what was around 1,000 lines of code was reduced to maybe 10 lines of code because they're leveraging the code that already exists with REST Assured to get the functionality they need. Our jobs as automation engineers is not to write automation. It's to test software using automation to help us test software. And so we shouldn't be in the habit of creating frameworks from scratch. If something exists out there that meets our needs and will allow us to write tests quicker and faster and give the business answers they need to decide whether or not an application's ready to ship, then we should use those tools. And REST Assured is one of those tools that you should definitely look at if you need to test REST services. So number four, like I said, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's either Siculi or Siculi. So Siculi is an open source project that was originally started by a user interface design group at MIT. And it basically allows you to automate anything you see on a screen. And the way it does it is by using images to recognize and identify controls within your application. So what's really cool about this is it actually locates your objects in your UI by comparing a reference image to the objects on a specified region of a screen. And so unlike Selenium, Selenium locates objects by using the actual attributes of an element, like a name or an ID that appears within the DOM. Siculi actually works on image-based testing. It compares images. So if you need something that's more complex and more precise, say you're testing an application like a radiology application and you really are dependent on making sure your images for x-rays are correct, you probably want to do something a little more than checking, you know, the IDs of an element. So what's really cool about it is say you're testing something in Selenium and you just can't recognize a particular object. When you run against those types of things or non-browser pop-ups, non-browser elements, Siculi is something you should check out. So also, Siculi has a Java API that allows you to do GUI-type automation within Java itself. So if you already have a test framework using Java, you can use Siculi and stay within your IDE and just program using Java to do image-based testing. So I think that's a really cool feature and a big benefit. So if you're a UFT engineer, you may be familiar with the new Insight image-based object identification technology that UFT 11.5 was released with. Basically, Siculi is the same thing. So it uses the same concept of image-based comparisons. So I think it's a really cool tool that you should check out. And number five, this was about non-Selenium-based test tools, but I kind of lied. So Thucydides is this test tool designed to make writing automation acceptance and regression tests easier. And it works seamlessly with JBehave, which is a behavior-driven development framework, and you can use it with Selenium WebDriver. So I did cover Thucydides in episode 7, but I had to have it on my list because I use it every day, and I really, really love it. It handles Selenium driver management for you automatically. It also supports a bunch of other technologies like Springs integration, tags, and manages screenshots for you, manages states between steps. It helps your data drive test, and it helps you run tests in parallel batches. If you have ever used JBehave before, there's a lot of boilerplate code that you need to write in order to get JBehave to work. Thucydides acts like a wrapper on top of JBehave and Selenium. So what you would normally have to do when you're creating a brand new framework from scratch is you would have to write your own driver management using Java and Selenium. You'd have to write your own code to manage passing state between steps. You'd have to write your own code to actually run your BDD test. With Thucydides, it takes away a lot of that boilerplate code you have to write. By using Thucydides, it takes away you having to write a lot of your code from scratch. So as I said before, if you don't have to write something from scratch, why would you? If you have a tool that you can leverage that already exists, that has a community based around it already, I would use that tool. And Thucydides is also one of those tools. It also, if you've ever used JBehave before, the basic report you get out of JBehave is awful. It's just not the best report. You could code it to make it anything you want, but like I said, less code you write, the better off you're going to be. And with Thucydides, its reporting functionality is awesome. So I did actually write a few blog posts on getting started with Thucydides a little while back, and I'll have those links within the show notes. So if you're doing any sort of behavior-driven development using Java and Selenium, you should check out Thucydides. My framework is based on Thucydides, and it uses Rest Assured for REST testing. So I think it's a really cool framework to get to know, and I think it'll help you save time. So if you haven't heard of Thucydides, I would check that out. I know John Smart, the person who created Thucydides, wrote a book called BDD in Action, Behavior-Driven Development for the Whole Software Lifecycle. It's a great resource to have to actually learn how to do behavior-driven development. I got an early release copy of it, and I believe it's going to be available in October. So I will have a link to that within the show notes. So those are my top five non-Selenium test tools you need to know about. Python, White Framework, Rest Assured, Sequuli, and Thucydides. Let me know what your top five non-Selenium test tools are in the comments at www.testtalks.com/18.
Batch alert, listen up. Batch alert, listen up.
So HP released a critical patch 3 for UFT 11.53 last week. The patch is a cumulative patch, so it contains patch 1, 2, and 3, and it contains a bunch of fixes for known issues that may be driving you crazy. So you want to check out that patch and see if it resolves any issues you've been facing. Also, the patch adds new support for Chrome version 36 and 37 and Firefox version 32. If you like what you hear on Test Talks, head on over to testtalks.com and click on the subscribe and iTunes icon. Leave, hopefully, a 5-star review, and I will give you a personal shout-out at the beginning of an upcoming episode. And as always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.